Out of 933 communities nationwide, Juneau ranks 6th for its overall creative vitality. That's according to an index created by a Denver-based arts organization. KTOO's Scott Burton prepared this report.
You know, you might say, wow, Juneau, Alaska. How did we rate 6th?
Susan Gillespie is a technology specialist for the Western States Arts Federation, or WESTAF, that produces the rankings. Juneau's 6th spot lies between Glenwood Springs, Colorado at 5, and the Washington, D.C. metro area at 7.
Well, you have a smaller population, but a higher concentration of creative activity.
Gillespie and company created a data tool that crunches numbers to rank our communities. The data included labor statistics, census information, and nonprofit tax disclosures from 2015. The tool favors communities with a high concentration of creative jobs and creative industries. The revenue of arts nonprofits like ticket sales, grants, and community contributions also factored in.
I mean, to be 6th in the nation out of 933 is very commendable. It looks like there's a lot of efforts going on behind the scenes to make Juneau an interesting place to live. And you are in the company of Martha's Vineyard, Santa Fe, and Jackson, Wyoming, Jackson Hole. So I think it's pretty commendable, and it's something to kind of keep your eye on year after year and see if your efforts in that area are continuing to pay off.
And the number one creative vital city in the U.S.? Summit Park, Utah. And other Alaskan cities on the list? Fairbanks at 197, Anchorage at 110, and Ketchikan at 81.
I'd rather be stuck right here than in Ketchikan.
For KTOO in Juneau at number 6, I'm Scott Burton.
A state employee took my girl. All I know is rain. Bought myself a Subaru, and I drove myself insane.
This is Juneau musician Andy Miller adding to our creative vitality, playing us out with his song Ketchikan.
Last week, but the LeConte changed its route, and the Matanuska sprung a leak. I stepped in dog poo on the Perseverance Trail, and somehow my PID got lost in the mail. But it's not that bad. No, it's not. Bye-bye. I'd rather be stuck right here than in Ketchikan.
Go to ktoo.org to watch Miller's red carpet concert, or for more on the rankings and the rest of the top 25 creative vital cities.